Welcome.
Welcome to week four, guys.
Thrilled to have you guys on board. You have been knocking it out of the ballpark. We got so much results from you guys, anywhere from moving your, yes, you are champions and you're welcome, Dinesh, anywhere from moving from draft sweet spot goals to final goals, from final goals to tracks to win on, and even, and we'll show you Wendy loop back to her success principles and practices that were selected and loop that back in. So we're going to have some visuals for you to share at least some of the highlights of what you guys have been doing this week. We're so proud of you, and hopefully you're starting to get a feeling of this success cycle and what have we been doing all our lives and what are we trained to do and what does it actually take to run a success cycle. So any one word, one or two word phrases or comments, just one or two words of how you're feeling about a third of the way through this success cycle program. Just a word or two. Anybody popcorn out, typed in or audio.
I think there's more structure, right?
More structure. Got it.
Yeah.
Other like, feelings, visual sensations.
Excited.
Excited. Nice. Finally, the veil is being lifted as to how to actually do this. How am I going to get it all done has not come into plan. Got it. All right, so we will look at that. The track to win on will really help with that, Helga. And you had a 2 or 3 point track to win on. And you'll see other examples that might jumpstart your thinking this week. Fantastic. Any other one or two word, where are you at so far in about a third of the way through your first experience of a success cycle? Okay.
I'm feeling energized.
Energized. Fantastic. Excellent. The excited,
yep.
The energized feels great. We see from Helga as well. This is, you know, we it was like the eye of the needle the first 2 or 3 weeks, and we were very aware of that. And now you've got a focal point. You can see into the distance on your sweet spot goal, and you're building your track to win on. And it's just smooth sailing from here, so thrilled to jump in.
We're going to go 3, 2, 1, I am a champion, and 3, 2, 1, I am a champion.
Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back. Just soak it in for a moment. Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Weekly wins. So we had a couple of great one-word wins.
Expansions. Go for it on any of these categories.
On your final sweet spot goal, track to win on, your proudest moment. And I'd love to actually hear a proudest moment from someone. And any one of those categories.
Track to win on, I can see that.
Yeah, go for
like,
it, Bella.
Yeah,
maybe
like
share your, as we were chatting before 5, Bella, if you would, your before and after experience with our private one-on-one session. You know, at the beginning, it
sure.
was, yeah, you've got a sense of that.
Yeah. See, what happened was, like, last week, I had the one-on-one with Heather yesterday, and last week we were talking about the sweet spot goal and then the track to win on. But then somehow I used to get bogged down on how do I go about it? Like draw a blank, not able to visualize properly then how what path should I follow to achieve my goals. And then we had this one-on-one with Heather and she said that, and then she gave me some strategies to work on. And then, that was great. Like, you just ask them what exactly you want to achieve and then work backwards, step by step, break that big target into smaller portions and then see where all you want to go. So what I did today was just thinking about, what me and Heather discussed yesterday. And as a starting point, since I'm in transitions, and so I made a bucket list of companies that I would like to work on. And then, contact them and make make my promotional pitch or promotional material, videos, etc., what she had suggested. And then, target one of them one by one. That was something like going from a zero to somewhere, it's more like a 100% swing. That was great.
Truly, you know, I just want to accolade you, Bala. His presenting sentence coming into the one-on-one was, I don't really know how to build my track to win on. And his presenting sentence coming into this webinar a day later after our 1 hour together is, I was full-on intense research all day onto my track to win on what I needed to do. So just night and day, Bala, just, you just were incredibly teachable. And you were very clear on your sweet spot goal, which allowed us to basically map out a very specific 7-day cycle on your track to win on in terms of landing your finance director's job that you're wishing for and set up for. So just night and day change, and hats off to you.
Yep, that was really good. Like the morning I got up and did our deep breathing exercises to charge myself, and then bang on. Had my breakfast and hit the strategies, put the strategy cap on my head, and then wow.
I mean, it's night and day. You know, people in transition, they can spend 6 months. I've worked with them, 12 months wandering in the desert and just beating themselves up on their inner game. We did 15 minutes of clearing the inner game stuff. We went straight to the track to win on, and night and day change, Bala. Just complete win.
Bala, you're a champion. 3, 2, 1, Bala.
Bala, you are
a champion.
Champion.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Beautiful. I'm sure there's many other wins. If there's one more burning desire to share, go for it. Otherwise, we're going to hop into some more great areas this week.
Let me hear a proudest moment. Who's got a proudest moment? Who's proud of yourself from this last week? You got a proudest moment that you want to congratulate yourself on? Don't be humble.
Well, we got some to accolade with the slides, showing them all the work they've done. Do you want to integrate it there?
Sure.
Last call.
Last call. If it's you, if you feel like saying your proudest moment, I know you feel it. Come on. All right.
Okay, all is perfect. We got some great wins that we're going to show you. So moving into this next, just quick summary on last week, visual.
Last week, we dialed into the sweet spot goal, got into the track to win on. We went the 3 steps, starting at your end point, working backwards and scheduling your next logical steps, and then measuring your results. And then we actually went through that process of showing you how to schedule the steps, measure your results, and choose your end date.
So we wanted to take you a little farther on both the sweet spot goal and the track to win on to carry forward what we've been working on, and then we'll add some new goodies for this week. So as you remember, last week we showed people sweet spot goals, and most of them were on the draft side, and we started coaching you on the final side. Now we want to accolade Wendy. We're not going to coach her right here on it, but we just wanted to accolade Wendy, and we're going to show you soon how much work she did. She sent in her dreams, her chief aim, her sweet spot goal, her next logical steps, her 3 areas of success practices that she's focusing in on, and another piece, which was her track to win on. And having said that, I just wanted to, I wouldn't be sort of integral as a coach if I didn't let you know, Wendy, you went from zero sending in of a sweet spot goal to sending one in, which is awesome. I just want to let you know it's great that you wrote one in. It's still in a draft form because it's more in the activity conversation of what you're going to be doing versus the end result of what you're going to achieve. So I wanted to put you on the map, on the sweet spot goal map, and also let you know you're on the map now and you're still on the draft side of
and
it.
And what an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Wendy, you're a champion. 3, 2, 1. Really speak it to her. 3, 2, 1.
Wendy,
you are a champion.
Just beautiful. And on your one-on-one, we can take that to final. And we've also got examples of finals on the right here, and we're going to be showing more of Wendy's work in a moment.
So, folks, I just want to say hi.
Hey,
welcome. Is that Michelle?
Yeah, my computer's having problems. I can't get on the internet.
Oh,
so I'm just going to be able to listen.
Well, beautiful. You'll have the audio and the live experience with us, which is great, and then you can still just slide through the slide deck of the recording, and so you'll see the visuals. And we'll be as articulate in our words as possible. So we're just taking people's sweet spot goals, the actual ones. We've got them on the screen here. Wendy's come on to the sweet spot goal map with a draft one, and she's going to be moving from activity language to results language. And then we've got 5 out of 8 of you on the final side of the sweet spot goal. So you've moved across the line, which is awesome. We don't need to go into the details here, but we wanted to put it. And just FYI, Joan, I just just put draft words to what I sensed you were shooting for. So my apologies if I didn't hit it right on, but I know you've done a lot of work there. And everyone else's is word for word. And then Wendy will be moving on to the final side as well. Soon we'll be showing you some great work from Michelle in terms of her track to win on, and we just want to really call you to articulate the final wording of your sweet spot goal when it feels good for you, Wendy. And Wins has given us his RSVP that he's got a huge project he's working on right now, but he's tuning in on the audio after. And so there we have it. So there's progress from last week. So great migration from the draft to the final side.
Great. So do you want to cover each of these? Or
no, I think we're good. People have either got the idea of how to move from draft to final, and or we're going to be working with them as we did with Bala and Joan this week.
Perfect.
On their one-on-ones. The key is to book your one-on-one in our calendar so that you get that private time that just was such a game changer for Bala and hopefully for Joan as well.
Awesome. So this is an example of the work and the dedication that Joan went into for her sweet spot goal.
For her track to win on.
Track to win on, my apologies.
Really good integration of both.
So what was that?
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that fun? She's a masteress at mind mapping. So do you want to just share, not necessarily the detailed description of it, Joan, but just how this particular visual layout is supporting you in actually being on a track to win on?
Are you asking? I'm sorry, Heather, I missed part of what you said.
All is well. If it feels right for you, love to hear how this particular visual layout supports you in being on a track to win on.
Well, that's exactly it. It's a visual layout so that it's easy for me to identify whether or not I've attained or not the what I said I was going to do and how I'm going to be feeling and that kind of thing. And very easy to move to the next week. And it, because it's so simple and it is a visual, I'm able to remember it through the week without any really great effort. So it outlined the steps for me. It outlined what it is that I wanted to achieve, and it really does support me because I just check in every once in a while, make sure, oh, yeah, I forgot this, you know, or that kind of thing. So I'm in week two already, and the one thing that was missing for me this week in the week two so far is the schedule me time. So it's just something I'm going to put into week three. So I just recognize what the one thing that I, haven't done that I still need to establish. So I just move forward with that.
Beautiful.
Also, for everyone on the call, Joan has a website called, is it attaingreatness.com?
That's correct.
And is it on attaingreatness.com that you can get your free microtraining on mind mapping?
You have to request it from me now. I've taken it down.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Through the site or through email?
Through email.
Okay, perfect. Well, we can, anyone who wants the email.
Feel free to toss your email in the chat box.
Okay.
Yeah, and then.
You just have to make a space. If you type it in directly, it'll block it. But if you go, the first part, space@space.com, then it'll show up on the chat box.
So if
absolutely.
Space then Joan at Attain Greatness or?
Yeah, Joan space at space attaingreatnessspace.com and it should come through. If you do an email or a phone number straight up in chat boxes, they get blocked.
And what is it?
Well, here's the thing. There is, when you're writing, like you've probably heard the phrase, we become what we think about, Earl Nightingale, 1956. And we become what we think about, and when we're thinking, we see pictures in our minds. So when we're writing in a linear fashion, first of all, writing is way better than just thinking in itself because there's this connection with the pen and the paper.
Just headlining this for Michelle, we're talking about the power of mind mapping. Have a visual along with a linear way of writing.
Thank you so much. Framing. So this mind map technique, this is actually how our brains work. And when you create a mind map, especially with your hands, you'll be able to create and see what your sweet spot goal is and remember it. And because you're remembering it, you're thinking about it more. And because it becomes a dominating thought, you're more likely to achieve it. So Joan, you know, her free micro training, I think it's a, what, is it an hour long or is it a half hour long?
It
doesn't matter.
Yeah, 55 minutes.
55 minutes. But this is a great ability to really integrate into your writing style. And Joan's just awesome and qualified to teach that. So.
Terrific.
Thank you.
As gorgeous as this look, I've done mind maps 20 years ago, long before the software even existed, and I would do it to mind map out, if I'm on a client call, for instance, and I mind map out their, you know, their needs and their end goal, et cetera, I would mind map out a client analysis, for example. You can use it for a million things.
Hey, Bala, you could mind map out all of your prospective jobs that you want to go for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone can use this, and...
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's so visually appealing. It's no, it's mind-blowing.
Isn't that lovely? Beautiful. So just to give you different examples, we'll go in. And actually, hey, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah. 3, 2, 1. Joan,
you
are a champion.
Thank you.
Yeah, right on. And just backing off on that for one more second, I was coaching her, and I wanted to make sure her goal was sweet and not sour, meaning attainable. And I saw the 10 pounds in 4 weeks, and I know that, hey, often it's a pound a month, a pound a week, which would be 4 pounds. That's 2.5 times. And I really wanted to check in with her. She's rocking 2 weeks. She's already on target with the 4 pounds down, and so it goes. So she is rocking this out of the ballpark. I just wanted to say that on the actual measurable side as well.
Thank you.
Really in the sweet versus the sour spot. So congratulations all around. Beautiful. Here's a different example. Again, each of us are different. We work differently. And sometimes our quote-unquote monkey mind takes us out if we don't get really specific. If we just sort of vaguely say, oh, I have a sweet spot goal now, I feel good, but our behavior doesn't change in the next 30 days, then you may want to do something differently. And again, Michelle is demonstrating here a different way to map out her track to win on. And it's whatever, it's not necessarily whatever you've always done, it's whatever will work this time. So if you've got something that's working for you, do it. If your monkey mind's been hijacking you on, in the past on strategies that you've tried, try something new. So we're giving you 3 different examples here, and this is the second one, on a visual way to really map out your track to win on.
And here we are on Wendy's. Wendy, you printed out the Successopedia. You wrote it with your hand, which is so impressive. And
we often talk of the power of the pen. I don't know whether you wrote it in blue and just scanned it in black, but always recommended blue has a higher vibration than black, so as much as we can, we use blue pens. But regardless of that, I love the handwritten. There's a lot more motor skills and connection when you're writing than when you're typing in the laptop. So though a lot of my stuff ends up in the laptop, I often start in my success journal, my success binder, my success win book, whatever you call it, doesn't matter. But to have something written in your life as part of your success cycle, whether it's in your office, by your bed, or whether you're moving it, is a key to success, is the motor, linguistic, brain, left brain, right brain connection of writing things. If it ever ends up in the laptop as well, it's a bonus, but just really wanted to accolade, one, the handwritten, and two, the specificity of the actions that you've got on each day. So, awesome.
Mm-hmm. And just the fact that you went all out on, you know, last week there was, you were feeling maybe a bit overwhelmed, and we showed you the site. You went on, downloaded it, printed them out, and did the work. So really, congratulations.
It's week 1, 2, and 3, all in week 3. It's just a home run. So it's
such a champion.
Yeah, I think we missed on Michelle, and then we'll hit Wendy as well. So let's do a 3-2-1 for Michelle first. Okay, got it. Let me know if we're on. Thanks for the feedback. So on Michelle first. Three, two.
Wait, let's stretch out like the champion. Let's go champion. Yeah,
okay.
Like way out. Okay, so.
Are you ready for it, Michelle?
Three, two, one. Michelle, you are a champion.
Beautiful. And we're going to show you one more on Wendy before we give her her accolades, because she also sent through two of the principles and practice pages. As we've just grabbed the second one, but she's focused on three different practice areas Say again?
Can I add something?
You most certainly may, Michelle. Go for it.
I already attained my sweet spot goal today.
Goodness gracious.
What do you mean? Wow.
My objective was to have... Well, I launched the trust business May 1st, and so my objective was to have my first client by July 1st, and I got two clients today.
Wow.
That's so cool. I stood up on my arms. So... We're champion first, and then we'll explain after. Go ahead.
3-2-1 Smiles. Big smiles and
energy,
putting the palm.
Energy, vibration.
Yeah.
All like as if all 10 of us are surrounding Michelle, and we are just feeding the energy, and she's standing in the center.
And, Michelle, I want you to just hold your arms up, just like way up in the air.
Champion,
okay,
open chest, receiving.
Three, two, one.
Michelle,
you are a champion.
So this calls for a key success practice. What the success masters tell us, and we pay forward, is that we often get trapped on attaching a time, a when, to our goals. So though we do it lightly, like a 30 or 60 or 90, it's not about the time frame. It's about the energetic vibration, clarity, and focus, excitement, and belief on the what of our sweet spot goal. And you may or may not connect a time frame to it. If you do, it's fine, but it's light because the energy is around the what. And we, with the universe, create it in the right timing. We're not in the full 100% power seat of when things happen. We are in the full 100% power seat of our energetic vibration, one, and two, our actions that will attain it at the right moment. Having said that, once we truly line up to this success cycle and all the pieces we've taught so far, the practice, the principles, the practices, the focus of the sweet spot goal, the track to win on, and you are starting to vibrate, and we're going to focus on this more and more this week, on pure energetic focus, things often happen in exponentially miraculous shorter periods of time than we ever could have imagined or dreamed of. And this is an exact, we are not surprised, we are excited, but we're not surprised because this is exactly what starts to happen. So beautiful demonstration of that.
Well,
all
thank
right,
you. I'm
fantastic.
Very excited, yes.
Fantastic work, and we'll hear more on our one-on-one as well.
Well, I'd love to hear just a couple of headlines on, you know, what were the factors in completing the goal? What were the factors?
Last summer, we launched the business of professional executors, and then the beginning of May, we decided we were going to be trustees as well for living trusts, and it just connecting with the right people. And today, I met with an investor's. He's an investment counselor. And I met with one of his clients, and they hired me to be their executor, like in their will. And he wants to set up a trust, and he wants me to be the trustee. So, it's moving. And then tomorrow, I have a meeting with the vice president of the BMO Trust. So it's exciting. It's like it's huge. Like,
yeah,
so.
We can share with you more on your one-on-one on the exponential marketing strategy sides of gathering testimonials from your first clients, over-delivering value, which produces an extraordinary testimonial, which exponentially feeds your funnel of success.
What was the sweet spot goal?
Well, I wanted one new client for this trust company by July. So
awesome.
I got two today. So.
And you got two. Yeah.
Yeah. So very excited. Yeah, I was really surprised because the meeting was just supposed to meet someone, and then I found out, oh, not only they hire, I've got another client for him. So it's good. It's all good.
But you see, you know, if we were vibrating in the, God, I'm frustrated, I want my business to grow, I don't know how, you know, focusing on what we don't want, failure side, or on the how too much, failure side, things just seem to kind of cog along, you know? You flip on the success side of clarity of what you want, energetic vibration of knowing it's already done. Things happen in seeming miraculous times, but it is because you're in the flow of how things actually do happen. Gorgeous.
What's the next target?
I don't know. I have to to look at it now.
That's perfect.
Right,
perfect.
Well, first is, and we'll touch on this today, is celebration. And
we're
sharing that with you, and we would highly encourage you in a way that feels awesome and easy is to celebrate this in some way. And then from there, the natural flow is to, wow, what's my next sweet spot goal? First is to celebrate.
I'll do that then.
Right on. Do you have any just gut feel, first come to mind images of how you might like to celebrate?
No.
Could be a walk in a park with the kids, you know. It's doesn't have to be break out the champagne.
Oh, what a vintage champagne.
Break out the champagne. Break out the chocolate.
There you go. Now we're talking organic dark if yeah. Beautiful. Okay. Just great, great work, Michelle. Just an honor to have you on board and then the cycle and just manifest exactly how it goes.
That's great.
Gorgeous. Okay, so then bridging from these wins again into actually just backing off for one moment to Wendy's, which is the third part. She did week 1, 2, and 3 all last week and picked 3 of the practice areas that she's really focusing in on. And it's a perfect bridge, Wendy, because what we're doing this week is actually bringing you our number 11, bridging number 11 and number 20, which is our daily outer game success habits. So we've gone from overall success principles into sweet spot goal, track to win on kind of the 30-day, and now we're bringing it right down to our daily success habits. We're taking the next step, and we're going to hit all 3 of those things on the number 20. So beautiful. Great bridge. And let's do a 3-2-1 for Wendy.
3-2-1,
Wendy,
you are a champion.
Any one or two words, Wendy, before we actually get into the daily outer game success habits? She might be on mute, which is fine. We can see you on the webinar.
What? Yeah, thank you. That was awesome.
Oh, great. You know, it's sometimes we don't need a lot of words. I can hear the difference in your voice, Wendy. There was sort of, you know, maybe a whatever, just more words and more, you know, various comments before, and this clarity of your voice, and just that was awesome. Different tonality, a focus, fantastic. It's the vibration as much as anything. Beautiful. So it's a great segue into our new material today.
Well, finally.
You did the homework, and it's really for you, right? When we put in the mileage in our own life, things change, and you're building the success muscles. So, fantastic. Perfect bridge into today and taking your success game to the next step.
Absolutely. Introducing to you your daily success plan. And you can see on the left-hand side M3 and P3, and we're going to hop right into what's called your P cubed.
Sorry, can you give me a visual?
Yes,
it is a
P, letter P like Papa, and a number 3 beside it.
And what you also have before that is a daily success plan. And so, and I want to just pause before we share with you what P cubed is. You know, it might just seem like, oh, they got three P's. Isn't that nice? And I want to say it's whether it's, you know, 2 years full-time or 20 years full-time, we've literally been with, you know, multimillionaires, with mentors, reading, going, like the last 3 days, for example. Today we came from the CEO of the Global Success Mastery Network that we're part of. We were with him on his personal invitation. Yesterday we were with a multimillionaire real estate investor on a private invitation with him at lunch. Over the weekend, we were training up on passion to profit marketing strategies. And all of this we've done hour after month after year. And then, as opposed to sort of the dump, so to speak, we've said, what is the simplest way to summarize this and make it simple and transferable to people? So we looked at all of the daily outer game success habits that we've filtered through, asked the most successful, road tested ourselves, and we finally summarized after a year what are the nuggets of outer game success. In another week or two, we're going to give you the inner game success. But today we're giving you the summary, the memorable nugget of what we've, you know, interviewed, road tested, studied, and practiced on. If you do nothing else in terms of having a successful day every day, it's in this nugget called P cubed.
Well, this is also as chunked down and specific as this gets. You'll remember back to the first couple of weeks. We started out with the dreams, looking at your dreams, and then coming down to your next logical steps. What are your next logical steps?
Chief aim, actually. In the
Well, yeah, that whole, looking at your dreams, chunking it down to chief aims, then down to next
sweet spot goals,
then down to next logical steps. And that whole funneling process, getting more clear and getting more focused, it's a natural progression. And then this is basically your daily success. You know, coming down to what's the 30 day, now what are you doing every single day, and it becomes more focused on each and every day.
And how to knock every day out of the ballpark. And so, as again, we've taken dozens of strategies and narrowed it down to this. So we'll introduce it and we'll play with it in different ways. But here are the three components.
You can picture, Michelle, you can picture those laboratory bottles. You know, those ones that are
the beakers?
Sort of tapered.
The beakers.
The
yes.
beakers, yeah.
This is like the chemistry for a successful day, every day, all day.
These are actually, they're secret. Like when you look at the periodic table, this is the periodic table of success. And it's actually the secret part that, you know, it's on the back side of the periodic table. And these are the elements for your daily success.
Love it. So we've got it into the three P's, and we'll break down each one, but just introductory, pure focus, priorities, and play.
Do you remember, has anyone seen the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Remember Lions and Tigers and Bears, Oh My?
Yep.
We're going to go pure focus, priorities, and play, Oh My. And this might seem goofy, but I want to get this into your mind
the
so
play,
that you can see it at a snap.
Nice.
Pure focus, priorities, and play, oh my. Pure focus, priorities, and play, oh my. Now put some juice into it. Pure focus, priorities, and play, oh my. Pure focus, priorities, and play, oh my. Now hold on. I want Dinesh, I want you to say it to Joan, and I want everyone else to listen to Dinesh saying to Joan, pure focus, priorities, and play, oh my. Now say, Joan, this is what P3 is, and then P cubed. So say, Joan, this is
Joan, this is what P cubed is. Pure focus, priorities, play, oh my.
Perfect. Knocking it out of the ballpark. Anybody want to say, one more person, say it to somebody else.
Someone say it to Dinesh.
Or pick
Dinesh,
someone.
This is what P3, 3 cubed means. Pure focus, priorities, and play. Oh, my.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on.
Oh, my God. We are going
right
to the
on.
Wizard of Oz. You'd be amazed at how creative we play. Yeah.
When I look at the sheet, though, it says pure focus first. The second one says play and then priorities.
Really?
At the sheet.
On the sheet, yeah, online.
Oh, you've got the printout.
Well,
you've
I haven't printed it yet.
You've got the daily success plan off the web, the manual?
Yeah, well, it's a PDF, right?
Yes, it is. We kind of put it to the logical mind in the slide deck here, pure focus, priorities, and play. And then we put it into how it actually happens during the day on the daily success plan. So Dinesh is one step ahead of folks. He's gone to the grad page, and you have a printout daily Successopedia manual page. If you've got it now, great. No need to get it. We'll be showing it to you, and we'll show you why. Terrific. So here's a visual again of the daily success plan, and we're just breaking it out now, and we'll read it for you, Michelle. And if you wanted to go to the grad page, you'll actually get this two-pager, Michelle.
Go to the grad page and get that, everyone. Not right now, but just go there and download that and have
after.
It.
So there's two bullets under pure focus, two under play, and one under priorities. And the pure focus we're just about to teach in a very specific way. It's focusing, and we'll share with you, for 68 seconds or more on your sweet spot goal. The second on the pure focus is focusing on one priority at a time throughout your day. Then the play is celebrating each win throughout the day. Then taking creative play breaks. And finally, as we shared with you in the intro webinar, and we'll give you a reminder of that, write your top 5 priorities at the end of the day for the next day. Beautiful. So
I find that very helpful, by the way, because my to-do list is huge. So I go through, I put it on, like, my to-do list, and I put a sheet on top of it with the top 5 on it, and it helps me to make sure that those ones get done.
It is a transformation from the overwhelmed potential relationship we used to have with the old got to do everything and if I haven't, I've failed every day relationship with the to-do list to the I can win every day and I've got focus every day. Great that it's working for you and good for it. It works when you implement it. So great news and part of your energetic and outer game results as well, Michelle. So beautiful. We're moving into really drilling down on each of these three right now, and we're going to start with pure focus. And what we want to do is actually have you hear just a couple of audios from the pros that we study with. One is from a spiritual mastery group under Asking It Is Given, and a second is under a success mastery group with Your Wishes, Your Command. So Colin is going to queue up a couple of audios.
I'm going to put this on speakerphone, put the phone beside the speaker, and I'm going to start the audio, but I'm going to verify that you can all hear it well.
Okay, here we are, and
people will say to us, I can't just quit my job and go sit on the beach and meditate, or I can't stop what I'm doing and just imagine I have children to feed or dishes to wash or things to do. And we say, we're not encouraging you to stop the action part of your life. We're encouraging that you act just a little bit less and that you envision just a little bit more. What we would like to say to you is that there is power in lining up energy, the likes of which in your action orientation you don't really know. When you find a thought and you hold that thought purely, for as little as 17 seconds. Now, there's a lot of power in the word pure because pure means a not contradicted thought. When you find a thought of something wanted and you hold that purely by imagining it, pretending it, remembering something like it, musing it, when you hold that thought for as little as 17 seconds, another thought of the same vibrational equivalent, because of law of attraction, joins it. And when those two thoughts come together, there is an explosion of energy. So in order to give you an idea of the power of the thought, we would say to you that when that first 17 seconds joins, that there is an energy expansion that is equivalent to about 2,000 action hours. That's huge. When you cross the next 17-second mark, the expression of energy is 10 times the first. 20,000 action hours just by walking across that next mark. When you hold it for the third sequence of 17 seconds, another 10 times. Each time there is another 17 seconds of non-contradiction, the thought catapults into a whole new level. So that 68 seconds of pure thought has huge action consequences. You see, that's why we say one who's connected to Source is many, many, many times more powerful than one who is not, because there is no self-defeating that is going on, you see. Sometimes our friends will say, well, here I stand, well, this is where I would rather stand. And then they say, oh, and Abraham has given us a process so that we can get from here to over here. I'm going to offer this visualization to get from here to over here. And what happens is, as you are offering any process to get from here to here, what happens is you're vibrating in both places, so you can't move from where you are. Nothing changes for you. So you can make much faster progress if you say, I'm offering this visualization not to get from here to over here, but I'm offering this visualization for the pleasure of the visualization. When you go to a movie, you don't say to your friends, I'm going to this movie because it's about things I want to live, and I think if I go watch the movie, I'll vibrate like the movie is vibrating, and then the universe will yield to me. Although, that's not a bad way of approaching a movie. But you don't go to the movie with that intention. You go to the movie for the entertainment. You go to the movie for the distraction. And that's the way we want you to begin going to the visualization. Don't visualize to make something happen. Visualize for the pleasure of visualizing.
Beautiful. We're going to give you one more short clip, but that was for Michelle who isn't seeing the slide deck from Ask and It Is Given.
Sorry, can you just translate that? What does it mean to increase vibrations, like the 17 seconds?
We're going to move right into this.
Okay.
And we will recap. We're going to play you one more, even shorter clip from the Success Mastery training that we do, Your Wish is Your Command. And so we're basically letting you know that this is not just us, but it is both spiritual masters and success masters that are basically saying, I'll pause and give you a bit of description, then we'll give you the second audio. There's an echo on my voice. Oh, it's probably because this speaker's on. Can we just pause that speaker for a second? I'll give you a midway recap. What they're saying, and we're going to practice this in a moment too, so we're just introducing this new idea, Michelle, and everyone, and we are both giving you audio clips of people describing it. We will be debriefing it. We will be practicing it. You'll be trying it all this week, so it's just the beginning. And what they're getting at is when we have pure focus on something, rather than contradictory or distracting focus, when we have pure focus on something, it actually has an energy to it, almost like a mass or a weight. And the longer we have it, a minimum of, for instance, 17 seconds, it actually attracts another thought to the same energetic strength and vibration and doubles the impact. And if we do that again, that makes to the 34 seconds, and you double it again, and you're into the 68 seconds. And they're saying 68 seconds plus can be as equivalent up to, and it seems unbelievable, but up to 10,000 plus hours of effort in a contradictory or distracted way. Whether 68 seconds of pure focus can actually equate to 10,000 hours of distracted activity, the jury's out. But what it's saying is there is a beyond our understanding power in pure, uncontradicted, direct focus, and we're going to be applying that to our sweet spot goals in a moment and practicing it. So there's a bit of a bridge. We're going to play the second audio.
Well, also just one very quick analogy to really nail that down. If you take a magnifying glass in the sun and you construct it in a way that it's going to burn a piece of paper, if you hold it there for long enough, it will burn the piece of paper. But then if you go from this one spot to another spot and go back and forth, you're not going to burn anything. That pure focus and that concentration is what creates the fire. It's what creates the result.
And we will also We will also put the links to these two audios on, they're only 3 minutes and 1 minute, I think, each, onto the members page as well. Bala.
Yeah, that was a good, very good example by Colin on that, the focusing
terrific.
The sun's rays on a piece of paper, yeah.
The power of metaphor and analogy, fantastic. So do you want to just cue up the second one, and then we will actually practice this. And again, these are distilling down what has and hasn't worked, what's worked for us and what we do.
If you focus on something for 68 seconds nonstop, if that's the time, scientists have now proven, for other thoughts to start become attracted, and so that thought now becomes a dominant thought. Dominant thoughts are the ones that are in your mind on a regular basis, consistently, and those are the ones that create into reality. You become what you think about. You're only thinking about dominant thoughts. And the only way you can start getting a dominant thought is by putting a fixed attention on something for a minimum of 68 seconds. That starts the process.
Beautiful. So this is.
Are you
going
to talk about what type of thought you're supposed to have?
Absolutely. And there are a variety of options. Today we're going to practice with your sweet spot goal. As the best suggestion, there are, I'll give you a few other suggestions. We've got an echo again. Are you still on speaker? Great. A few other suggestions would be a feeling, a vibration, for instance, of gratitude, of love, of contribution. So you can have a positive feeling, vibration that you focus on. You can have a sweet spot goal that you focus on. Those would be my top two best examples to start. There are others, but those would be the two top recommendations. So if you have a clarity of your sweet spot goal, whether in words and or in vibration, we're going to invite you to hold that in the space now. And if you don't have that yet, which is completely 100% okay, and select one of your favorite emotional vibrations, whether that's gratitude or love, for example.
Vibration. Hold in your mind a clear picture of what you want and get in touch with the feeling that if it was already occurring right now, what would the feeling be? When we're talking about vibration, it's being in the feeling.
I've already got that financialist director's job. I've already got 5 people enrolled in my program, Helga. I already have lost the 10 pounds and feel healthier, Joan. It's that feeling of it already being so. We've referred to the phrase of future pacing. So it's already as if it's so, whether it's the emotion is there already that you wish and or the result that you wish is there. I'm already
you
there,
are.
Joan. I love that. And so if there's any kind of monkey mind, so to speak, going on of like, I don't understand it or what is this, I'm going to just invite that to relax and be in the background. What this is actually one, very simple, and two, very powerful. The simplicity is being in a focus of something that you is healthy for you for 68 seconds or more.
Okay.
And so we're going to set.
So think of your result. See a picture of it. And we're going to turn on the time for 68 seconds.
Feel that your sweet spot goal is already achieved and or an emotional vibration that feels gorgeous. And here we go. Enjoy being in that space.
What is the feeling? Do you see yourself in full perspective? Is there a Can you actually touch something? Or is it just a feeling? What can you see?
What can you feel? Perhaps you hear something.
What sounds do you hear?
That's about halfway now, 34 seconds. Continue, relax into, wow, I'm giving myself me time to be with my desired result as if it's already so.
You can hear the group in the program saying congratulations. How good it feels to accomplish your result. And we're almost there. Three more seconds, two, and one.
Congratulations.
Questions, or rather comments and observations. Do you feel more focused?
Any one or two word phrases, just pop them out, type them in as to your experience of that. Your first 68 seconds of pure focus, one or two words typed in or auditory.
I can see it, but more importantly, I can feel it. Yes.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, getting the clear vision and getting the actual movie running in your mind, that's really, that's a great way to create the feeling. And the feeling is what's the most important.
And I might also say, and we're going to invite you to actually invest a whole 68 seconds every day this week for yourself and practice both the silent version as well as I found it powerful to also speak it out loud. And sometimes we will set the stopwatch on and just see how long we can maintain an unbroken focus on the vibration or the result that we're achieving. And we've gone up to 4 minutes and 32 seconds, 5 minutes and 12 seconds. So there's no limit to it. 68 seconds is that beginning piece. Whether through vibration and or speaking it out loud, I found I can maintain it even longer. And Dinesh, I have. That's great. So this is just an introduction. We're best almost to touch base on it, I think, next week once you've got 7 days under your belt of 68 seconds of investment each day.
So to be clear, it's, you know, just take 68 seconds each day and look at the time. If you can be quiet and think of your result and get in touch with the feeling, do it for 68 seconds. If you need to speak it out loud or look at pictures and be able to develop that skill of focus, then do that. Either way, just take that 68 seconds and work on your focus muscle.
And notice what might be different. In quick, what I notice is if I don't do it, I can be more distracted in the entire day. And if I do it at the beginning of the day, my whole day, it's like something just pushed the cobwebs out, and energetically the stuff that normally gets in from my monkey mind just can't get in. It's like this, you know, somehow this dome of protection or something, it can't break through. So just notice any differences.
On the priority side, just going back to sort of a reminder from the introductory webinar, the Ivy Lee and Charles Schwab story, they had a conversation, Ivy Lee being the efficiency expert, and gave Charles Schwab the tip of writing down the five most important priorities for his day and doing one at a time until they're complete. And Charles Schwab came back 90 days later and gave him a check for $25,000, would have been $250,000 for one idea, 20 minutes to explain, and more importantly, the implementation. So if you haven't yet got in the habit of doing that,
as Michelle and others have, which is great,
yeah, then write down those five most important priorities that you need to get done to accomplish your sweet spot goal, and then work at those every single day. If it's only one thing that you get done, it's perfect because it's the most important thing.
And notice that we're picking the most important daily outer game success habits, and notice that they actually take, like, minutes. It's a very, very short period of time, yet high, high leverage. and we'll give you a summary in a moment. And also, as we've done before, we're going to soon wrap up on the formal part of the training, and then we will leave the line open for Q&A and interaction for about 15 minutes after.
Now on the play side, we're actually just meeting with the CEO of the Global Mastery Network, and he gave this analogy of it was dolphins. You know, dolphins are the creatures in the sea that love to play, and then you've got other creatures that have different qualities. But he's basically superimposing this analogy on people and their personalities in play. And this one, really, I love this one. I don't know about you. I know there's some people here that just love the play. And just look at this picture. The picture is of, you know, there's a little cat, and he's playing sort of a turntable, and there's a
DJ
child,
cat.
A DJ cat, and flying a kite, dancing, smiling, laughing, going to a party. What is it that you do to play and relax?
And what
I like
could
the
you
kite.
Do creatively? What's that?
I like the kite. It reminds me of my childhood.
Beautiful. We need to bring our childhood back into our adulthood. And we take our play very seriously. And we'll just toss out very quickly, and if anybody wants to join us, ideas of what that looks like. Like yesterday we were walking, and instead of just going for a walk, which is a break, it turned into a spontaneous play break, and we stuffed our noses in as many blossoms on as many different bushes as possible around two or three blocks. So it's looking at the world differently. It's finding that giggle bone again.
What for you guys, what is the play for you?
What could it be?
Or what is it?
Either one.
Bala, Dinesh, Joan.
You're playing
what
a kite, yes, now,
be?
In somewhere.
So play is just time
Bala?
For yourself? Is that what you mean? Like what you enjoy?
Time for yourself is the bigger category. This is a specific category within time for yourself. Going for a walk and getting a dog fixed. That's great, Helga. Play is, we might, for instance, after every win in a day, let's say we get 5 wins in a day, 5 priorities, 5 wins, you'll see us, if you had a camera, a hidden camera in our office, you will see us have 5 different play breaks, and they'll all be different. And we're opening you up to creativity. So it might be jumping on the rebounder. It might be turning on one of our happy songs and dancing in the office. It might be sticking our face in flower blossoms around the block instead of just walking. So it's not just a break, but it's a play break. And there's no set way it has to be, but it is reaccessing that, you hear the phrase, the inner child, but we really live it. Even in the way Colin has us do, you know, 3, 2, 1, you're a champion. Even in the way he had us do the, what it was it? The oh, the play priorities and pure focus. Oh, my God. And he had Dinesh say it to Joan today.
Eat a bowl of coconut milk ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah, now we're talking, Helga. Talk about play break.
Oh, man.
Eating out breakfast with Colin. I love it. Skateboarding. Rock on. So there are no boundaries to what this is, but it's an attitude, and you're starting to feel the attitude of a not just a break, but a play break. And what would the inner kid in you do if you turn on a crazy song and dance to it, swimming, right on? What are those play breaks? And they could be short, and they could be for an hour, they could be for a day. But it's truly bringing the play back, because the multimillionaires that we talk to and live, you know, interact with and have been mentored by, they say, oh, my God, you should see us behind closed doors.
Yeah, like Jim.
We go crazy.
Jim's got, you know, $96 million net worth real estate like you could not believe, and the guy hops on the ATVs and does that, you know, what he would call redneck stuff.
Redneck roadster. He's got a heart of gold and builds homes for people who never had them. So you can have mission work. You can have your serious track to run on. And we're integrating play, solving Sudoku puzzles.
I'm with that one.
Yeah, fantastic.
But very hard in less than 10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, right, in less than 10 minutes, fantastic. So, again, we're just, as we have in other weeks, introducing a vibration for this week, both on the pure focus, the priorities, and the play. That is the best nutshell, the condensation of all of the outer game success strategies that we have road tested, been exposed to by multimillionaires and by happy people as well. It's not all about the money, and the distillation of what we do and what works.
So on the Daily Success Plan on the grad page, you can download both a blank sheet and the one that has been filled out. Write down your peer focus, your play, and your priorities, and do that consistently each day.
For the next 7 days, and give us a before and after part on what piece changes. And I think the funnest thing would be, funnest, I don't even know if that's a word, but anyways, is to send us your most fun play break.
Or even, you know, if you're into tech or doing anything with video, love to see that too, like you playing. You know, that is so much fun to actually see you in action.
Yeah, we definitely put it into the slide deck.
And playwork. Playwork is solo your pure focus for 68 seconds on your sweet spot goal every morning and do your priorities, beginning and end of workday or the day, meaning sun up, sundown, right before you go to bed or right at the end of your workday, and really play and celebrate and acknowledge yourself. Take those win and play breaks. And with your accountability partner, for example, write each...
This is just an example, if I may. So this week is really, in a nutshell, about P-Cubed and about nailing an awesome outer game success habits every day. And so you can, quote-unquote, use, i.e. optimize, your accountability partner in whichever way that works. The suggestion is that the third point there is you have at least one live session to do a 68-second pure focus and time each other and support each other this week. And the two above that is what you may want to do to optimize your accountability partner this week, and you guys decide after this call, is simply take, you know, 5 seconds and write each other in the a.m. and or the p.m. and say, I have done my pure focus and I'm doing my priorities and play at the beginning of the day, and then at the end of the day, I've done my pure focus, priorities, and play. As a very, like, seconds and yet high leverage in terms of accountability partner.
Yeah, and I see the yikes. You know, if it doesn't feel good, really this is an internal game. So most importantly is that you're taking the 68 seconds to yourself and you're focusing on that and you're doing the priorities and you're playing. You know, you're focusing, you're doing your priorities to create your sweet spot goal, and you play and celebrate, which is part of that acknowledgement and building your confidence and capability.
And that would be a full P-Cube this week. If you want to just do, and I say that with all benevolence, the 68 seconds, i.e. 1 minute different each day this week, that would be an absolute home run. Because remember, we are running you through a full success cycle in these 8 weeks, and this is stuff that you will build over your whole life. Your next success cycle, you might add on the second part of the P-Cubed. And, you know, the next success cycle, you might add all three of the P-Cubed. So life's a game. You make the rules. Make the rules to win for you, whatever feels good. So,
one last note. We're going to stay on for another 10 minutes. And a live event, your live event, Rewired for Success Live, June 29th.
We mentioned it in the intro webinar. We mentioned it in week one, but we wanted to make sure, in case you'd missed those couple of announcements of it, that you had a visual to get it right into your calendar, and we will
also
send
you
a link.
What time on June 9th?
It's a 9:30 to 5. It's a live. We get a full day to spend together with your mastermind pals, your accountability partner, and us in a great dynamic, and we'll be inviting
more. What day of the week is that?
It's a Sunday. It was the one day in the entire month that this location, that is a great location, was available. And so we nabbed it before it wasn't available. And
so
if there's any reason there's a conflict for you, you know, you'd definitely be able to join. We will do it again in the fall with our next Rewired for Success group. And so we will honor the gift to you and this bonus of a full gratis day of training with us. And if you are able to clear your deck to be with us this time around, how fantastic. and to invite, you know, colleagues and friends to be with you, to support you, and to gain as well. So we will send you the link, and it's got all the details on it, the location, the time, everything. And, yeah, we just wanted to make sure, if it wasn't from the intro or week one, that it's in your calendar. Awesome. I think we are good to wrap this up on the official note, and definitely we will set our beautiful Tibetan bell timer for, are we doing 10 or 15?
We can go 15, because we usually do that. I know that we would. Yeah.
If they're satisfied.
Okay, beautiful. Perfect.
So we will set the beautiful Tibetan bells for 15 minutes. And if anyone, you feel free to hop off, and also feel free to be in the mastermind for anything top of mind or heart.
Yeah, what were the, I'd love to hear. Love to hear your wins and what you see yourself, the vision of how you will integrate this week's training into your life going forward, and how are you going to use it to build a bigger future. Dinesh, Joan, Bala.
Clarity, struggle, excitement, all are welcome.
That's Dinesh here. Sorry, I was on mute. And I was speaking.
And how was it?
I was interesting.
You
anyway.
Are riveting.
Yeah,
and thanks for sharing.
So what I was going to say is, yeah, I mean, this go-around seems a lot more easier for me, like 68 seconds. Like, I love doing this kind of stuff, you know? 68 seconds in the morning, in the evening, even every, you know, every opportunity I get, right?
Yeah, you can do it every hour, whatever you think of it.
Yeah, you just focus, and, you know, I love that. And then, you know, I'm all for play during the day, because I do that even today, right? Like, I'll just go for a walk, I'll play with my dog. I just do that even now, right? So these are things, like, these things come more natural to me than anything else. I love this exercise in every way.
That's awesome. And how do you see?
Go ahead.
How do you see the priorities fitting in?
Or overall, with the Peak Cube, can you see any way to take your game up even higher, even though you've been doing a lot of it already?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because let me just bring up the Peak Cube. I had it here. Here we go. So. You have here, like, one thing I don't do is write my top priorities, you know, in a day. I really just wing it every day. I wake up, and I concentrate on my, you know, I do my concentrations, I do all that, but I don't write things down, you know? And I think that that's my biggest failing up till now. So I think when I start writing these things down, I'll stay on track, and I'll be able to accomplish a lot more. Along
Beautiful.
With...
And so each of you might have just one win that you're going to shoot for out of the Peak Cube this week. You know, doing it all, it's an option. Doing one thing differently is an awesome choice. So fantastic. Looking forward to the reports next week. Dinesh. And Joan, if you'd be so good to share your yikes. What's yikes for you? Can we support you in some way?
That whole idea of play, you know, that's the area that I am challenged with, and especially recording it in some way, you know what I mean, like videotaping. That's why I said yikes. Oh my gosh.
Okay, no need to record. It was more if it felt good and inspired.
Yeah,
and,
well,
yeah.
It doesn't.
Got it. There may be some more, and notice any time you receive anything new from us, and this is for everyone, from us or anywhere in your life, is it a lean forward yay or is it a yikes? And when it's a yikes, that's beautiful grist for the mill for when we're going to be teaching you in a week or so the subconscious rewiring method. And so, you know, you've actually experienced it a few times with us now, probably three or four times. In the last 3 weeks, as well as the intro and on our one-on-one as well. And you can even just begin to work with that technique of the main phrase is, I release all, and you put the emotion in, with, and you put the unsupportive belief in there. So I release all, say, fear, with looking stupid, or whatever the belief is, or I'm wasting my time if I play.
That's more like it.
Perfect. So just tune into the main emotion that's there and the main belief statement. And even if you do just one clearing before we formally teach it, feel free to play with that. That's the phrase, and we'll teach this, so no need to catch it all now, but I'm just giving, you know, this just-in-time training. So it's I release all, and then put the emotion in, with, and put the unsupportive belief statement. And the second half, after you've done any clearing that feels present...
Sorry, what's the last part? Unsupported belief?
Yeah, whatever the unsupportive belief is. So I release all fear with play is a waste of time. So you just tune in. If this feels good to practice, you don't have to do until we formally teach this. But if I felt a calling to give you a little more sense of how this works, so you just, if you want to practice it or play with it, tune into the emotion that's unsupportive mm-hmm. and the belief that's unsupportive. And the phrase is just four words. I release all, and then the unsupportive emotion, with, and the unsupportive belief. So that's the first half, the clearing part. And then always, if you do any clearing, even if it's one phrase or one phrase with three different emotions, you know, clear fear of it, clear anger of it, clear judgment with it. And then always in that space that you've created in your subconscious mind, the filling is, I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful for. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful for. And then just intuitively select the most supportive belief statement and or emotions that, and play with it. So you may want to do a little clearing and rewiring around play. That might be the best thing for you this week, Joan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just an intro. No need to have caught it if you didn't. We'll be taking a whole session on this. And feel free to play with it if it feels good.
So I'm trying to capture it as you're speaking it. I'm going, okay, so I release all and whatever the unsupportive belief and emotion is. And then say, I'm so happy and grateful for, and then basically you're replacing it with something that's more supportive.
Exactly.
Okay.
And on the play side, I know that in your play section, you love riding your motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And do you strategically put that into your day as when you do a priority or when you want to reward yourself, do you strategically put motorcycle riding into your days or your week?
No.
And okay, so perhaps that's something to do as well. You know,
mm-hmm.
take maybe it's not every single day, but strategically say that on this day I'm gonna go on my motorcycle, and acknowledge yourself in that moment and know that you're doing this to play.
Okay.
Beautiful. That's a bigger window one, which is perfect. And
is there a time thing on play?
No.
Okay. There's no minimum thing?
No, it could be as short as jumping up and down and going, woohoo, which we'll do sometimes when we hit a win. It could be a high five. Literally, it can be seconds. It could be, as I say, jumping on the rebounder. Think of one of your songs that you love. If you have it in your laptop or your mobile device or on a CD, if you have access to even one favorite song, play that. Push play on that. It doesn't matter where it is, CD, iTunes, mobile, it doesn't matter. Just push play on one of your favorite songs this week when you want to celebrate or have a play break. Another shorter window example. Other play
idea.
Examples. Bella.
Yeah, that was a great idea, playing one of your favorite songs. Yeah, I'm with it.
Sorry, my idea of play is to go outside and lie in the sun.
Yum.
With music on.
Yum. There is no sorry about that. You should see us sometimes in suits laying out, you know, on the front lawn or the back lawn or, you know. There are no rules here. And connecting with nature is a big one for us. Huge. Any other play images before we field any other support or questions? Is that giving you some support, Joan?
Absolutely, Ham. Thank
right
you.
On. Absolutely. So it's both the inner game clearing as well as the idea jump-starting on the outer game enjoyment of the play.
Are you
Fantastic.
Asking me a question? Sorry, Heather.
No, you just answered it. I was saying, did
okay.
that give you support? You're bang on.
Okay, thanks.
Beautiful. Any other either wins from this session, excitement about applying something, struggles, questions, insights? We're open for the final 5 minutes.
I already have put my priorities for next top priorities for tomorrow.
Wow.
Nice.
Everyone, 3, 2, 1, Bala. 3, 2, 1, Bala.
Bala.
You are a champion.
Champion.
Talk
you.
About immediate implementation. That's so critical. And in fact, if you have 5 minutes, everyone on the call, right before or right after we get off the call, just sketch down. Maybe it's not even the right priorities, but just get it. Go for the 5 things that you think might be a priority for tomorrow, and get in. Just start that habit right away. So, really, congratulations, Bala. That is so powerful.
Thank you.
In fact, if we're game, we could take 60 seconds and actually just have everybody do it right now together and have the support of the mastermind. Unless there's any other burning questions.
I'd love to just hear, just speak it out loud, and then when we get off the call, take the 5-10 minutes and write down your priorities on your own. But I'd love to just hear the top priority for tomorrow. You know? So who's ever on, Joan, Bala, Dinesh, Michelle, what is Wendy, what is the top priority for tomorrow? And just speak that out loud. Does that work, Heather?
Absolutely.
Cool. So, what, Bala, you start. You just wrote down your priorities. What's the top one?
Oh,
or one
I have
them,
to... I have to revisit my bucket list of companies and expand them and prioritize them. Like, I have just jotted it down 10 of them, but then I need to expand it to about 25. And then I will, juggle them up and down to see which is the top one. No, like rank them, sort of.
Beautiful.
That's one of my priorities for tomorrow. Yep.
So expand
and that will take a little while because
I've got to
research all those 25 companies.
Say that again, Bella.
No, it will take a little while because I had to research all the additional 15 companies, right, before I come up with my list.
Yes.
Sweet.
And then
so
the metrics
and
or
prioritize.
And then the metrics and the criteria that you put them through before prioritizing those in the level of importance is, you know, what do you believe and what are you most excited by? Going back to that, you know, belief and excitement. And then you'll know.
That's right.
Perfect.
A great piece, actually, Colin. You picked up on our track to win on that we built for Bala on Monday. And Bala, you may remember there was the 5 questions on day one that you were going to both write out and answer. And the second
Correct.
Half of question one was, what do I want and what are the criteria? So if
criteria.
You haven't yet continued to expand on your criteria, Colin's absolutely on track to do that before you actually start picking your companies, because then the selection will actually be more aligned to what you really want. You can, if we don't put criteria for choices, what we find is we think, well, there can be some shoulds. I should want to work for that company, or they're big, or I should work for that company. But there's no shoulds in life. When you tune into the criteria that are linked to your sweet spot goal, then it becomes this effortless alignment to, yes, it's actually that company. They're smaller, but they're more exciting, or they're on the edge, or whatever your criteria is. Your alignment becomes much more effortless in the prioritizing process. So bang on, Colin.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, I'll do that.
Terrific. Right. Last moment.
Dinesh, I'd love to hear you.
Actually, I shared mine.
Priorities, top priority for tomorrow?
stuff.
Yeah, so for tomorrow, it's basically to finish off my next training.
Yeah, complete your next training.
Video
was just in the. Yeah. He was just away from the screen for a moment, but you've got it in the chat box.
Oh, I see. Cool. Michelle?
Priorities done, Helga. What's your top one, or A1? Oh, draft my next invite for Facebook. Yes. Fantastic.
For me, I'm in tax season here again, June 15th deadline for self-employed, so I got a long list of priorities for tomorrow.
And what would be your feel-good top priority?
Well, I have that meeting with the VP of BMO Trust tomorrow, so I'm...
That is right there. You got it.
The priority is being prepared and feeling really confident when you go in, or how is that going to, that priority, how is that going to play out?
Yeah, feeling relaxed and not nervous about it, yeah.
Relaxed and prioritized, relaxed and prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Wow, I just got something when you said that to her about the top feel-good priority.
Yes.
Well, I have priorities. They're not necessarily feel-good.
Yeah. And this is where we get habituated into the driven, cracking whip, should, way long, always will fail, to-do list, gerbil wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And really good noticing, Joan. And really notice that that's the old patterning. We're shedding that. And, wow, if I allowed myself to tune into energetically, vibrationally, frequency, what actually feels the best, it's actually an incredibly good guidance system as to what will actually also produce the best. It seems counterintuitive. We seem like work and play are split. That's failure programming. Work and play, i.e. at least the vibration thereof, work and feel good, the vibration thereof, are actually, the more aligned they are, the more the results are extraordinary. So really good catch, Joan. I felt you feel that. Beautiful. And I might say in advance of the, back to Michelle, in advance of the absolutely relaxed and prepared for that extraordinary opportunity tomorrow, is to celebrate your wins today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very excited.
Huge.
And there's still sun out. So
yeah, lay out on that grass and play music.
Play with the doggy.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
My puppy.
Well, beautiful gang, the gorgeous Tibetan timer has gone. Not sure if you heard it or not. We appreciate you. We support you. And each one of you are extraordinary.
Thank you.
Rock
pleasure.
On, guys.
Thank you.
Enjoy your wait.
We will hear you,
you
next Tuesday.
Okay.
Rock on,
week.
And love to hear your best play moments this week, and send them in, and we'll have some fun with them.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Thanks.